Welcome to Notcast, episode 200.
Dun dun dun.
The end is here.
The end is nigh.
Nigh what?
And what a long, strange trip it has been.
Okay, already.
What was that?
Okay, already. Touch it.
Okay, time to get to fapping. So here we are, friends.
Romans.
Countrymen and women.
Lend me your rears.
We come here to thrust the outrageous notion that a horrible show like ours could somehow survive to 200 episodes.
Oh my god. And more if you count all the specials and presents and
live shows that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost episodes.
Stillborn MP3s.
Yeah.
Let's not lose this.
They're off in little MP3 heaven, horribly disfigured. Because that's just fucking weird.
They're in Silicon Heaven with the calculators.
Oh, I actually watched one of the new Red Dwarfs the other day.
I haven't seen the new ones yet.
It's okay. It's not as good as the first ones, but yeah, you doing Crichton is like, I watched that the other day. Crichton actually looks freaking the same and sounds the same.
Well, that's because he's under a heavy layer of makeup.
That too.
Whereas the other people have had a lot of years of drugs and drinking.
Mostly Lister.
That dude's pickled, I'm sure.
He should live forever.
Yep. So it's been a week.
Oh, Christ, has it been a week?
Been a decent week. It's the week before Thanksgiving.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yay,
nom,
turkey.
Nom. Where Americans celebrate fatness by becoming even fatter.
Well, we have to make up for the fact that Hostess will be no longer around to supply our fat.
I haven't eaten a Hostess product in so many years because it's fucking terrible.
Really?
I'm just like,
yeah, I've eaten Wonder Bread.
I'll get a fucking Zinger.
Oh.
Zingers aren't bad.
Yeah, a little of the strawberry with the fake coconut. It's good shit.
Oh, the snowballs. The little snowballs.
Yeah, Zingers are the ones with the thick icing.
Frosting, but they also have the strawberry ones with coconut on them. They're pretty good. And they're not Hostess.
Zinger, Zinger.
Yeah, but then again, you're right. I don't buy anything like that.
Well, they're 99% preservatives. They'll still be around in a couple of years if you can buy the secret stash.
Yeah, well, they're just going to end up selling off the brands to another
company. The
company
that owns Pasquale Ribbon's going to pick it up and buy it anyway.
What?
They're a global finance company. They can diversify into making shitty beer and shitty snack food.
If it's shitty, we'll make it.
Yep.
We'll shit on you too. No, I don't
know. Oh my.
That's up to you, sell for profit.
But you've had a good week, Shiva.
I had a crazy week. Well, I had a good week. I had a bad week. I had a kind of all over the map week. So last Saturday, my mom came to town. It's my first in my family since I've moved out, who's come to where I live. Both my parents, both my dad and my mom and my stepmom came out to visit me in Oz when I first was married and then got sick. But and that was to my mother-in-law's house, which is where I was basically renting a room. It wasn't to my house where the stuff, the life I've built is. So
you
it's
keep
not
your
quite
stuff.
Where I keep my stuff. Where I show mom I don't live in a paper box on the corner. So I moved out of home.
Was that ever a concern?
Yeah.
You don't live in a cardboard box under Rainbow Dash's house?
Oh, no. God, that's exactly what I was thinking. But
Rainbow Dash's house?
I didn't want to be a pony fag.
Too late.
it's a joke.
So
I'll explain later.
I moved out when I was 18, almost 19. I'm now 35. During that time period, my parents have never actually come to my house. Like, whether I lived in Indiana and Bloomington or down here or wherever, they never came to see me. So my mom coming out to visit was actually a really, really big deal. So she was supposed to fly in at almost 5 on Saturday. Well, Sandy happened, and they scrambled her flight, so she actually got pushed back to almost 6. Well, then the plane broke, and then they fixed it, and then they decided to call it anyways. And at that point, her transfers and everything were all fucked to high heaven, so she ended up not getting until almost 10 on Saturday. At which point, we went to the airport, grabbed her, brought her home, and we were probably up to 2 or 3 in the morning chatting with my mom. Let's see. That Sunday, we got up, we went out, and we visited Care out in Ridgeport, Texas, which is Furry PS's charity. And she likes seeing the tigers and the lemurs. And we went out, and they have got 2 adorable lion cubs. They've got Mwali, and he was born in February, so he's about 9 months old. And he's the size of a large dog. And then they've got Noel, who was born, I think it's either Christmas Day or Christmas Eve last year.
Suitable name.
So, Noel. And she is his size plus probably about 20, 30 more pounds. So, Derek, I guess he's like the president of the organizations, can still go in with them. Their instincts haven't completely kicked in, but they're keeping a close eye on them.
Mm. So, Derek's probably keeping a close eye on himself.
Yeah, that too.
It's like, so, I would rather not get devoured.
So he goes in, he makes sure he spends a little bit of time with them each day just to keep them socialized. Also, he said that if he skips a day or 2, they get a lot more excited to see them. The more excited they are, the rougher they play, the more of a chance that other instincts will kick in. So the best thing that he can do is try to keep them calm. Don't let them get too rambunctious, you know. And
don't let them decide that your leg looks like a giant, delicious hunk of meat.
Yeah. So got to see him for lack of a better term, cuddle them, except they pretty much bowled him over a couple times. Because we got partway through the tour. Whenever I go out there, I don't tell them I'm with drama or anything else, you know, because half the time I'm with people who aren't staff, and I don't want to wave my stick around like, hey, we're one of the sponsors, blah, blah, blah. So we were just doing the tour with one of the interns, and we were about 2/3 down and spotted Derek coming through doing, you know, stuff for around the facility, waved. He came over, said hi, you know, visited, at which point he took over the tour. came back. We stopped by an Asian market.
I thought you were going to silence that.
It's not mine.
My phone is silent. That was email coming into my computer.
Oh, all right.
Same noise.
It keeps blooping. So.
I turned off everything else.
All right.
So we stopped by one of the Asian supermarkets here in town, and they were having some kind of festival going on. We didn't know. We just stopped by for some apples and ended up nibbling this, nibbling that. Ooh, what's this? Oh, Mom, have you seen one of these? And so we ended up just going home and cooking a bunch of, like, dumplings and buns that night. Let's see, next day, so that was Sunday. Monday, my mate Siam had a job interview. More on this later. So he had a job interview at 2 o'clock, so he couldn't go with us. Sarah took me and my mom down to an Irish pub here in town called Trinity Hall and treated us to lunch. Really, really good food. It is fantastic food, and that was a real treat. Then we went up to Specs to look for obscure beers, because my mom likes a variety of very unusual beers, and went to see if they had any. Plus, Specs is a neat place to nose around.
Yeah. Is there... Yeah, I guess there is one up here somewhere. Cause...
Yeah, but we went to the one down on 75, so... Okay. We kind of started...
Oh, that's the one off 75 that's like in a really big building?
Yeah, it's gigantic. I mean, Specs has...
The Liquor Palace.
it has spices, hard alcohol, fine foods, deli, cooking supplies, barbecue, glasses. If it has to do with kind of hoity-toity, fine foodie stuff, you can find it at Specs.
Yeah.
Huh, so it's not just the booze then?
Oh, God, no.
Interesting.
Well, like, even their smaller store that we went to in... down in Austin that time, they had a bunch of the fancy schmancy food.
Yeah, well, this is an old converted movie theater, so
yeah, you it's can like imagine. High end, like soiree.
If you're looking for stuff to do a really nice party,
yeah,
it's a good place to get stuff or unusual things. So from there we went up to Penzi Spices, which is
good stuff.
A really fun spice shop. We went and we hit Central Market, which again
is fun.
Is fun. So it's kind of we had like a foodie day of just going. Have you seen this neat stuff before?
Have you ever had pickled duck penis?
It's divine.
No, but we laughed at the turduckins that they had.
Have you ever had a pickled duck penis on weed?
Nope, haven't been out to Colorado yet.
So we bounced all around Monday, and we just kind of did stuff, came back. That night, we went out and, my mom ordered in pizza. Tuesday, we went out and we went down to the Dallas Arboretum, which has one is the Arboretum. It's fun to just go out and walk around in. And, they had a sculpture display on, I can't pronounce his name, it's like Chihuly? It's Chihuly. He's a blown glass artist, and he does gigantic pieces. So we went around, looked at that. Really colorful, really magnificent stuff. Then we came back and had Heart 8 Barbecue. So wanted to take my mom to a couple things that are kind of Dallas uniques. Wanted to do a couple of others, but we ended up, between her getting in late and eating in a couple nights, we didn't do it. We took her out to Heart 8 Barbecue and fed her brisket and sausage and sirloin and all the good stuff you get at Heart 8. I know you're not fond of it, Fuzz, but...
I still like the layout. Food's all right.
But we took her there and she really liked it. Then the final day of the trip, Sarah actually took 2 extra days off. He took off Monday, took off Tuesday to spend time with me and my mom and get to know her and all that other stuff. And the last day of the trip, Sarah worked, so it was just me, Siam, and my mom. And we pretty much had a lazy day. We laid around the house, we watched some TV, we talked, and... My mom introduced us to Elementary, which is the new Sherlock Holmes American series, and it's actually really damn good.
I didn't know that started airing
already.
Yeah, American.
The sixth episode just aired, and it's actually like really good. Lucy Liu is actually a really good Watson. She's got enough snark
to... Oh, okay, so I was like, wow, it's an Asian-American woman lead character. No, she's Watson.
Hmm. She's got enough snark to not put up with Holmes' shit.
A bit different than the totally gay, but not really gay, but kind of gay.
Yeah.
Sherlock.
Of the BBC one?
Yeah.
With, what was
I it? Can't ship this?
Yes, you can. I've seen it shipped all over the goddamn place. And we also she introduced us to Elementary, and like the night after we got back from, all day, Sarah got home, and then we went and we had Babes and had fried chicken and all that, and came back. We pretty much did nothing but watch Cooking with Dog all evening long.
They ate the children.
So, which Babes. Is a very...
Cooking with Dog.
Cooking with Dog? You haven't seen it?
What is it?
It's a YouTube series, right?
It's a YouTube series. It's a Japanese series. Basically, they have a host that is a small gray French poodle who's basically voiced over. And it's this Asian, I'm going to say Japanese lady, who does all these little meals. Like she does yakinori, a whole bunch of other stuff. And she's got fantastic knife skills. And she's really skilled. So she demonstrates how you make all this stuff, and she's got incredible skills in flipping and turning and dicing, and you just watch her, it's like, how many hours have you logged in the kitchen, woman, because you're magical.
Yeah. Cooking with Dog. Korean. The Korean talk show.
So we watched that, and then yesterday morning, dropped Mom off the airport. Let's see, Siam had another interview what was it? I think it was the same day that we did the Arboretum. Siam had a second round of interviews with that same place that basically sabotaged him going out with us on Monday. So 2 days he couldn't go out with us. Well, Thursday rolled around, and my mom's off flying, and then suddenly I got, he texted me, "I got the job," all capital letters, just incredibly excited. Now, my mate Siam has been out of work for 2.5 years, so this is a pretty damn big deal. The first year he was off work, he did hunt, because but he was trying to do something that would match his unemployment. And he also had a couple rounds of surgery. When he got laid off / fired from his prior job, he had had a lot of back problems that were stress-related. So he had a couple months of not moving while his back healed. Then he also had another round of surgery where he had a lot of oral surgery done. He actually had, he was born with almost no enamel on his teeth. He got cavities at a drop of a hat, and every time we went, we couldn't ever afford, $3,000 or $4,000 that they needed to completely do everything. We'd get as much done as we could, but, it just takes time. So the last forecast to get everything repaired was about $50,000.
Holy shit. We said,
we can't do that, dear. We can't handle this. So he went and he got all of his remaining teeth removed. And it's not for the poor guy lacked. He was brushing his teeth 3-4 times a day. He would eat and brush his teeth. So it's not like he wasn't trying to constantly fight it. He was just losing the battle. So he got his teeth removed. And that takes a long time to heal.
Yep.
More than that, the dentist that we went with to get his gums, basically you get your teeth removed, you heal up, and then they cast your mouth to make dentures for them. Well, when the dentist did this for us, he did it badly. He really, really mangled the first set of dentures. So Siam would go home. He'd try to wear them, because the dentist said, just keep doing it. You're just not used to it. So he'd go home and he'd try until he got sores and everything else like that. Go back to the dentist. Dentist would muck with him, say, hey, okay, now try this. We did this for like 8 months. And it just was never any better. Finally, I told him, look, go to another one. Find some dentist that specializes in this and go see them. And he did, and the dentist kind of looked at the dentures that this guy had made and said, what the hell is this nonsense? So the new dentist felt really sorry for us, and our insurance wouldn't cover a second pair of dentures out of pocket. So... or wouldn't cover a second set of dentures. We'd have to out-of-pocket the entire thing. The dentist took pity on us and basically gave it to us for what we would pay for our copay anyways. And he ate the other part of the dentures for us because he had been so mangled by this other dentist.
That was nice of him.
So after that, things got a lot better. He can handle the second set of dentures. But this has now been over a year of him out of work between... Because as long as he has no teeth, no one's going to hire a guy without any teeth. At least not unless he can, talk in such a way to hide that he has no teeth. And when he was wearing these crappy dentures, he couldn't talk because he slurred, they cut, he gagged on them. So until we got the teeth squared away, he was having a hard time job hunting. Well, by the time he got all healed up, got the dentures to where he could talk... because he mostly does tech support, you need to be able to talk. A year had gone by, and if you've been out of work a year, you know that people start asking, well, why were you out of work? And they basically think that you're some kind of bum because you haven't had a job in a year.
That's what I'm running up against.
So we've been running in this uphill battle from that point on of trying to get people to look at his resume and give him a shot. So we ran out of unemployment for Siam last February. It kind of came as a shock because we were misreading how many rounds of unemployment he had left to go. And it's our own fault for misunderstanding, I guess, or maybe the state of Texas for not being freaking clear.
Well, they kept changing shit, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Congress would extend, and then they wouldn't, and then they would again, and, yeah, it's hard to keep up with.
We've been running on my income alone since last February. We had savings, we had credit cards, we had this, that, and the other thing. And things, we were actually really doing a very, very slow downhill slide. We've been eating a lot in credit cards. It's not been a very steep drop, but every time something broke, it would come out of our savings and we couldn't replace it. So when, you know, stuff died, it hit like our dryer a couple weeks ago, it went on our credit card and I could only pay that off in dribs and drabs.
Yeah.
So I was just doing the slow decline. When Sarah moved in, that helped out a lot. That made us where we broke even and we stopped sliding into debt. And we just would kind of nibble at our stuff now when something big hit, like Kat needed to go to the vet or whatever. So this Siam getting a job is actually a huge deal for me because it'll make it so that I am basically watching every penny.
Well, it should eliminate a lot of your stress.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was like something instantly took a load of bricks off my shoulders. Holy crap, I can finally start turning this around. The bad part is we've got two cars. We've got the Matrix, same as what Fuzz has. And we've got a blue Hyundai Tiburon we've had a couple of years now, but it's like a 95. It's an old car. We put a lot of love into it and a lot of money. And it's cheaper than paying for a second car. But we've had to sink a lot of money into this thing. And we could tell, like, the last little while that, yeah, it really needs some work. So we took it into the shop because Siam's going to need to get to his job reliably.
And one way to look at it is, you know, you're putting a little bit of money into it now, but that'll also, you know, mitigate, say, the car not working on a day when he's still in his 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't let anything happen.
That's just it. For the first 4 weeks, which is his training, he misses a day, he's on final notice for 6 months. We cannot afford to have him fuck this up because of a car problem.
Yeah, so...
So if this dies, me and Sarah are finding a way to work somehow, and Siam gets the cart.
Yep. See, with me, you know, with the uphill thing, you're talking with Siam, you know, he has at least corporate experience. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was working a hellhole job at Petco. Quit that because it was turning me into an awful, horrible, bitter person.
Mm-hmm.
Then went back to school, got my shit together. Well, that's great. I have my little associate's degree, but I've not had much luck. But it's like 4 years.
Yeah.
Not a gap.
I remember he gave up the hellhole.
Panther is very well compensated for what he does, and we are in no means in any sort of trouble, but I still would like to have a job.
But we ended up taking the car into the shop, and to get all the pretty serious stuff done, we had to drop $2,100 today.
Well, at least now that he has a job, you'll make that $2,100 up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's not that good. it's decent. It's not that good. You know,
well, still start. Three incomes is better than two, which is way better than one.
Yes. Yeah.
So, what did you do this week, Sarah? Anything?
Not really. We finally nailed down some stuff with the insurance on the car of my sister's wreck.
Mm-hmm.
So, we know how much we're getting, and we're going to try to get her into a car here real soon. Laying down the groundwork for some audiobook stuff. And that's really about it. It's been a kind of nondescript week. They kind of blur together.
I was going to say, dude, you can try and find a shitty job that you'll hate in retail, but that won't actually really help you right now.
No.
You know, to make like $8 an hour or something like that, because Panther covers the bills just fine. I would just throw yourself into the shit that you want to do and just really apply yourself with this audiobook thing and everything. Yeah.
Well, if I can make it a viable sideline, that would be great. You know, yeah. I would love, and this is part of the reason, like, I look up to Kevin Smith, is that he's found a way to do what he loves professionally and podcast and radio and shoot the shit with his friends.
Yeah.
He does. He travels around the country. He does podcasts with people who are his friends, you know, Scott Mosier and
Walt Flanagan, Brian Johnson,
and hell, Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
The dude on
Garmin.
I was like, oh God, I can't remember his name. Ralph Garmin, you know.
Yeah.
He does these shows with his friends, and he doesn't make $1 billion a year, but he does pretty damn well for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like a pretty happy guy.
Yeah. The weed helps, but in general, yeah. No, I mean, it's all about, you know, if you can make it in something that you enjoy doing, then you're really lucky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and right now I can't support us on For Planet, but I'm hoping that, you know, one day I can have, you know, maybe go part-time at the day job or something like that. And I'm at least, you know, we get vacations, I guess, because we get to go to so many cons and everything, yeah. So... Yeah, I'm doing what I enjoy, putting up with the day job in the meantime. So, as for me, not much really to report this week. It's been kind of a meh week overall. It was my mom's birthday on Wednesday, so that's kind of got me down lately.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Well, this time of year is hard because last month's the anniversary of her death. This month is her birthday, and next month is Christmas. So... I can kind of see the fourth quarter as being sort of an emotional downturn for me in the future. I'm doing better overall, but yeah, we're hitting all the 1 year anniversary points right now. That's kind of sucks. So
yeah,
yep.
But tomorrow should be interesting. I got a couple things going on. New ponies in the morning, neighborhood block party. In the afternoon, which, again, the second time that the neighbors are getting together, and Tyrion is at a convention. So they're going to start to think that, like, he doesn't exist or something. You know, about to go...
You just keep him in that crawl space.
Yeah, really. Like, he's in my fucking family in captivity hole or something like that.
He's in the crust. Oh, goodness.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe one day he'll be able to go to one of our
and people will find out parties. He does exist.
Yeah. So that's about all that's going on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to catch up on shit this weekend, I guess. Tyrion's off at MFF right now, so he's hopefully having a good time up there. But yeah, what are you looking at?
Something I'll explain at a break.
I'll explain later.
We do that a lot.
Yeah.
So, it being episode 200, we kind of decided what we're going to do is, like we did at 100, and have people call in and say, hey, you know, Knotcast, you helped me out, give you a chance to sit in and hear your voice on the show. And we got a decent amount of people calling in, and that's actually really cool, and we're glad that those people that participated sent us in. So what we're going to do is stop right here for a second, pause, save, and then we're going to go into some of these calls.
All right.
And so, yeah. So our first email comes from the deep recesses of space.
Somewhere in the deep recesses of space.
We're lost. No, we are not lost. I simply took the scenic route. I told you we should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque. Will you be quiet? We will get to Knotcast and destroy them before the bicentennial episode.
Oh, shit.
They already broadcast the bicentennial episode. Damn it! Don't worry, we will get there in due time. No, stop the mothership and ask these fellows for directions. No, I know where we're going. If you knew where we're going, we would have been there by now. Stop and ask them for directions. but they're Cybermen. So, well, it's not like I have any problem with Cybermen. However, I would not leave my progenitor with them. Just stop and ask them for directions. Bye!
Hello, we are the Cybermen.
Yes, I know. Could you tell us how to get to planet Earth?
Why, yes. We are heading there now to upgrade the entire human race. If you follow us, we will make it there in due time. However, I suggest you hurry. The Doctor is on our tail.
Damn it, not him again. I told you, if we turned left, we wouldn't be able to avoid this. Shut up!
Oh, man. Well, it's a good thing the Doctor managed to pop in there and save us, because I would prefer to not be exterminated.
We're not rats.
Yep. Well, thank you very much to whomever sent that in. Let me look real quick, find out who.
I was like, was it unattributed?
Yeah. Well, some of these, like, just, it's just the number. And, oh, where is it?
Well, I think that was a prepared MP3.
Yes, it was. Where is it?
That was pretty cool, though.
Find it!
Yes, this is from Shiro Urameshi, I believe. Yes, indeed. All right. So,
Somewhere,
Severin's screwing around and doesn't know how to add files on the fly and didn't label that.
Yeah, you're...
I'm bad at this.
Yeah.
You'd think after 200 episodes...
We need a professional at the mixing board to slide the dials and drop the files and knit the yarn and... I don't know. And
poke things.
Well,
here's our next one.
Speaking of poking things, MFF is this weekend.
Yes, indeed. Well, our next one is from Kyle Gold.
Hi, this is Kyle Gold from Unsheathed. On behalf of my co-host, Cam Hirasaki, our Tech Wolf Kit, and myself, I just want to congratulate Modcast on 200 episodes. You guys have helped us all out by being a model of what a furry podcast should be like, and a paragon of consistency that the rest of us can only aspire to. Best of luck on the next 200, and we will all be listening. So long.
Well, thank you very much for sending it in. So, ready for the next 200, guys?
Oh, no, not another 200.
200 weeks.
Oh. 200.
That's what, another 4 years?
Well, yeah, double the amount of time we've been doing it. I'll be 40 by then.
As a show, Notcast is probably the most consistent furry podcast out there.
Are we the most prolific? I don't know if we've got the highest episode count.
We probably don't have the highest episode count if you want to count episodes, because that's probably Tube's domain, because we've been doing it forever. And the Fun Day Pop Hat show is on episode like 400 or 5.
That's not a podcast, though.
Yeah. It's a show. In terms of podcasts, we are incredibly consistent. We don't miss weeks unless there's like extreme sickness or a death in the family or whatever. We don't miss shows. We
chest bursters.
We are not cast. We are eternal. Fear our suckers and pointy bits. Penetrate.
Ejaculate.
Exfoliate. God damn it, you queer Dalek.
Then there's the Catholic ones. Excommunicate. This doesn't sound nearly as effective without the vocal.
Yeah, we need our ring modulators.
Yeah. Wait. A rim modulator. It makes your anus sound like a Dalek.
That would make going to the bathroom terrifying. Evacuate!
Every time you go to the bathroom, it's the sounds of Daleks screaming. So that reminds me of something I tweeted the other day. My idea for a new app.
Oh, yeah.
Plooped. Plooped. So you have, because you have to leave the E out, because that's the way these apps work. Uh-huh. It basically, you check in to different toilets like you do on Foursquare.
Oh, God.
And you can leave tips. You know, what was yours against Avery? You're like, would sit again.
It's like, seat was clean, nice graffiti was amusing, 10-10 would shit again.
You know, and I had another furry symbol. So if you check in enough, you become the king of the throne instead of like the mayor, like you do on Foursquare.
But the thing is, because, you know, it's like Foursquare. You're in the bathroom with how many other people?
And the reason that I thought of this, because it's completely ludicrous, was I saw a link to this other app called Path that if you go to their website, it literally says, tell your friends when you wake up, when you go to sleep, check in at different places and so forth. And I kind of thought it was a little bit creepy and over the top. There is an app where you can literally tell your friends everything. So I was like, we need an app where you can tell everybody when you poop. Because really, that's like just extrapolating this out to its next insane level. So, plooped.
That's scary.
So,
and you could. And the sad thing is, I could see it being real, and I could see people using it. You know,
people would.
It'd be horrible.
You could upload photos like you can on Foursquare. You know, pictures of the bathroom graffiti.
That would be great.
If you had a particularly impressive poop, you take a picture of the wrecked bowl.
I shattered this. And you get points.
You know, to quote Al Pacino, ever take a dump makes you feel like you've slept for a week?
Ooh-ah.
Which is from Glengarry Glen Ross. Which is not the best line of dialogue in the movie. There are better. But it's a very good movie.
I don't know. All I know is that there are some days when one of my cats is in the box. They do whatever it is they do there. And then they come out rocketing out of it and do laps around the house. Like, they have had the best day in the Lego. It's like, why are you that excited to take a poop?
Oh my God, pooping!
Yeah.
So I'm going to completely say, enough of this shit. Let's get moving on. And our next email, our next MP3 is from...
Hello, this is Viper Wolf. Congratulations on the 200th episode. I listen to your show once in a while and at work or to kill time to make the day go faster, you know? Well, congratulations and 100 more episodes to come. I hope so. Well, I'm in the streets right now, so I'm kind of making this quick and sending this MP3 through my iPod Touch. Well, it ain't much, but it's something. Well, congratulations and laters.
Hit record.
There we go. Thank you very much, Fire Wolf. That was kind of cool. It's a live man on the street. Wolf on the street.
Literally
Wolf
on the street.
On the street, literally.
Because when I first heard the sound in the background, I was like, did Saffron's air conditioner go on or
he's
something?
He's on the moon.
It's like, oh, he's at the side of the road or something.
He's
okay.
Flying. Yes. All right. Ballin'. Let's see. What else do we have here? We've got lots more to come. Let's see this one from Jeeves.
Hello, Notcasters. Happy 200th episode from the wilds of Scotland. Fuzz, I raise a glass of Iron Brew in your honour. Sheeva, I toast you with a tasty homemade cupcake. And Saverin, okay, I was going to give you a cupcake as well, but I think I should avoid cupcake remarks on the grounds they might give you nightmares. Anyway, you asked your fans to send in their memories and thoughts on the legacy of this wonderful podcast, so that's what I'm doing. I came upon Notcast just before you released episode 181, and though I know you didn't recommend it, I listened right the way through from the start of the archives from episode 1. At the time, I was in something of a bad place, having just had to take a semester out of university due to some personal problems, And though much of the advice you were giving wasn't really applicable to my situation, the shows, the amount of shows there were, did keep me busy at a time when I really needed something to occupy my mind. So I really need to thank you for that. My favorite personal memory of Notcast to date has to be one of the Adam and Eve promos you did shortly after Saverin began his My Little Pony obsession. To this day, every time I hear you guys say, enter the coupon code NOT, I hear a playful voice in the back of my head saying, that's P-O-N-Y, and immediately burst out laughing. I'm so glad you guys made it to 200 episodes, and I hope you all stick with it for many more, because the three of you working together seems to be the strongest the show's had since its start. I've enjoyed the other co-hosts, but you guys have good chemistry. Thanks again for all the entertainment and advice. To you guys, to all the previous co-hosts, and to the at-risk tech-savvy Panther as well, wherever he may be in his silence and mysteriousness. This is Jeeves Aru from Scotland, saying goodnight and big balls.
Awesome. Yay. Seriously, listening to all the way through from one. Ugh. Iron ears.
I don't even want to know. I don't even know how much time that is nowadays.
That's... God.
Couple well, months at least.
300 hours at least. Given that our shows are at minimum an hour and a half, you know. So yeah, we're a couple of literal solid weeks of audio at this point.
Wow. You know, initially I was kind of like, we don't need to really do anything special for 200. Now I'm kind of happy that we did, because now, like, I'm getting this retrospective on the whole 200
retrospective.
Yes, retrospective on 4.5 years of life well spent.
Yes.
What's that weird humming noise?
That sounds like
tornado sirens?
No. I think it's our ice maker.
Okay. All yeah. right. I was going with some sort of audio interference, but whatever.
No, it's somewhere from over there in the kitchen. It's a ghost. Penis ghost.
Penis ghost.
Oh, there's some pictures on FA, you know, where like the characters, like, I want to draw this character being fucked, but I don't want to draw two characters, so it's just like a floating dick in space. It's
no,
like, that's ghost penis.
Those are kind of funny in their own way, because I mean, it's focus. You mean instead of focus on the fuck E and not the fucker. But the ones that really, like, blow my fucking mind, I mean, that are almost worse than adoptables, in my opinion, are the fucking, insert your character into this pre-existing picture.
See, I like that idea, but then again, I'd rather do it, if I picked one of those, I'd want to make sure a friend got the other one
well,
of that.
Well, it's just like, your character fucking this random bimbo rat. Or your character getting cummed on by the lower torsos of four furries.
Mm-hmm.
It's like character one, two, three, cock one, two, three, and four.
It's where they sell each slot in the commission to different people.
Yeah, it's like
I've
what
got
the ever-loving fucksticks are you
somebody.
Doing?
I don't know.
Devious, and it's smart, and furries and their money are soon parted, but it seems kind of evil. Kind of wrong.
I'm of multiple minds at the same time about that.
Well, you've got two heads,
because I'm schizophrenic. That part of me sees that and sees the adoptables, and part of me is like, that's stupid. And then the other part of me is like, well, you know,
if people
furry
are buying,
artists have found a way to make some money and keep, you know, making a living as an artist.
Oh, I don't begrudge them the money. It just seems like such a weird and ludicrous turn of events. And it's something that I've seen pop up more often than I'm like,
mm-hmm.
That's so deviously lazy, but kind of smart.
See, I like some of the, your character here where it's okay. It's one of the artist's original characters. It's like, you can have your choice of character interacting with one of theirs. Okay.
Right.
It's the, your character here where it's, they've got one, two, and three, you know, like one.
It's like your character is getting cummed on by four highest bidders.
Yeah.
So it's like,
just like in real life.
So I don't have any say on who I'm interacting with. And if I don't buy all three and then sell it off to somebody, it's like, So that's kind of,
I don't know. Just sort of a random tangent that I'm like, that came up to, and I was like, what the fuck?
Adult Fools, where it's like, okay, I've seen some where they create a character and they sell it off. That's kind of cool. Like, you created this interesting looking character, and okay, you're giving away. It's when they do basically one character, they recolor it 5 bazillion different ways, and then they sell off each of them. It's like,
yeah, that's a
you win
punch.
The pink and purple one, and you get the gray and yellow one, and where it's
you're
basically
the one with the rainbow hair.
Yeah,
you have the squiggly mane.
It's where they carbon copy and sell off.
Basically, and you see it as one upload with like 6 different colors.
Gotta catch them all, furry mom.
I don't get quite that adoptable.
Yeah, like, and the fact that, I mean, people buy them. So, yeah. I mean, a furry and their money are soon parted. So.
Hey, furries, are you too uncreative or creatively impaired to come up with your own character? Buy this adoptable.
It's like it's the soul.
If they're not totally horrible looking, then they might replace some of the really horrible looking OCs that people come up with.
True. But that's a bit of a random tangent. But that's what we're all about here at Knotcast. Random tangents.
Yeah.
How did we get on that one? I don't know, I lost track.
We were just like faggots, 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 and then Saver was like, I hate this. Okay. F.A. flip.
Yep. Flip F.A. all over the place.
Did either of you go to the F.A. Hall thing today?
I was at work and then on the train home when that was going
on.
They had a town hall today. Apparently they're doing some minor revisions, and they're also they're opening up for admin positions and stuff like that. But I think they had a town hall and they wanted to get some feedback and feature requests and stuff.
I'm just thinking of an F.A. town hall where it's not the denizens of the website but the actual characters.
Oh god.
So there's, you know, there's the little chibi 6-legged spider fox, and there's a bunny in the midst of being impaled by a giant cock, and a dude just kind of standing there with his massive elephantine penis hung over his shoulder, and there's a dragon paw through the roof. There's some slime furries mixing in the corner. Then there's this fox just like, what the fuck? I'm going to get fucked by everything in here, aren't I?
Yes.
Damn it.
The furry town hall. Wow. We need to commission that now.
So I didn't get a chance to go. I was really curious about it, though.
Maybe it'll post minutes or something, okay. Or some of the most interesting suggestions or, you know, more penises. I don't know.
More. So we do actually have a couple of emails this week. They're all generally congratulatory, so it's not like.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Excuse me.
I need to make a minor adjustment to my microphone here.
Yep. Give it a little more Viagra.
Because it's drooping. There we go.
This one is to the beast with 200 knocks.
Oh my God. No. What a terrible... that is not my character.
Wow, this OC is really getting out there. Dear Knotcast, congrats on reaching 200 episodes of hilariosity and advicitude. You folks have made me laugh to the point of tears many times over while providing good advice for furries everywhere. Thanks for the laughs, and here's to many more. Wriggle Bogart. P.S. A reminder to all villains, they should fear the Iron Sphincter of Justice. That is... Inside Out Anus Man.
I remember that.
Read by, what's his name? Fuck.
Wolf?
West. Adam West.
Adam West. Oh, is that what you were trying to do?
Adam West. Come, my stalwart podcast companions, to adventure
and beyond. Slide down the pole. Okay, let's see. Alright, I'm going to read this one. Regarding trouble with Tixexors. Hello, casters of the dot. I just wanted to chip in another suggestion for the anonymous tigress from episode 198, who was having trouble...
Ooh, this one.
Huh?
Oh, I was just skimming this one. I was enthusiastic for your choice.
Oh. Did you want to read this one?
No, you can.
Okay. Well, I could read it, and you could give feedback.
You could be like, yeah, vaginas.
Yeah, fuck yeah, pussy. Go, la, 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 la. Oh. La, 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 la. Like that. Suck on that clit. Oh, yeah. Like it's a little dick. Episode 198. Who was having trouble with pain and bleeding during sex? She should stop stabbing her partner then. If she uses latex condoms, she may want to try a non-latex brand and see if that helps. I developed a sensitivity to latex in my vajayjay several years ago and started having the same problem with pain and minor bleeding. Switching over to polyisoprene and polyurethane condoms was a huge relief. They're a little more expensive than latex condoms, but obviously they're worth it. From a longtime listener, first-time emailer, Fat Mouse.
I hadn't even thought about that. Good suggestion. Plus, I've known a couple people who like them better. They've got a slightly different feel to latex. Sometimes I've actually used them. They can have a little less drag than latex. And they're a little bit thinner. They can fit a little bit more. It's just they're a little slicker. I like them overall. I've tried them.
Cool. That's a good suggestion. Thank you. Vaginas.
Vaginas. Yay, vagina.
So, read an email, Shiva.
I'm trying to find one. 200th birthday. Hello, Casters and Knots. So, I heard it was your 200th episode, and I hope I'm not too late. I've been writing to thank you guys for doing this amazing show. You not only entertain everyone, but you've also been my friends when I feel down and have helped me through losing my friend, coming out to new friends, and through a lot more tough shit. That's my message, and I love you guys. Sincerely, your tiger from Malaysia, Cartesian. P.S. Don't let it go to your heads. Well, I only have one.
Well, we certainly won't let it go to our heads, but we're glad to have helped.
Yes.
And we also had one that it looks like it was archived by accident, but it was one where a guy had a question, and I'd asked for more info.
And he hadn't really replied.
Well, he did. He replied, but he just hit reply instead of replied all.
Oh, so oh, you have,
do you have it then, folks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need to find it.
All right. Well, we got two more emails, so I'm going to read this one from Osiris Faction.
All right.
So you were actually right when you guessed that name, Shiva.
Yeah.
Dear Knotcast, howdy and congratulations, Fuzzwolf, Saverin, and the L-shaped Shiva on your 200th episode. I'm looking forward to hearing the next 200 episodes. Buy lots of liquor. I just wanted to write in and tell you guys how much I like and appreciate the show. I work third shift at the transporter at a hospital, moving patients to and from testing centers. This actually leaves me with a good bit of downtime most nights. And that's where Knotcast comes in, filling those hours of monotony with hilarity and perverse humor that only a furry could come up with. For that, I have to thank you for all sharing your humor, knowledge, and personal experience, common sense, rage boners, and, of course, a good, healthy dose of furfag awesomeness. P.S. I'm enclosing a link for Saverin. I think it would go along well with the present Fuzz got you. And it is a link to E621 of somebody who has himself a very large, life-size, furry pony, Twilight Sparkle plush with a Bad Dragon Mary inserted.
Life size.
Yeah. Well, according to the show, the ponies and My Little Pony are only like 3.5 feet tall. Celestia is 4.5 feet and her horns extra 6 inches.
6 inches. Or something.
and quite pointy. yeah. That would... A plush Rainbow Dash would be really expensive. Things aren't cheap. That size.
So, I'm going to read this one since it's on my phone because the other one's archived.
Okay. Thank you, Osiris.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Osiris. Sorry. Dear Knotcast. Let me make sure that this is. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Because he'd asked a question before. Thank you for your advice. It's not as bad with my family dealing with the fact that I am bi. Everyone seems to be cool with it except for my mom, but that's another email. So anyways, I followed Shiva's advice and kicked my cousin's ass. When I decided to visit, he challenged me to a wrestling contest. So now that is over with, I've got yet another question. My mate lives in California, and I live in Connecticut. so opposite sides of the country. We both are unable to move due to stuff, and we really want to be with each other. We want to attempt a con, but have absolutely no way to get there. So my question is, how could we possibly meet up without destroying the balance of all life as we know it? Your favorite Dalmatian and increasingly L-shaped Nikki.
He's growing limbs?
He basically, what I had asked him was, he said that they can't move due to stuff. So I was wondering, well, what's the stuff? Because that's really kind of nonspecific. So he wrote back to me, and basically what it boils down to is they're both in high school.
Okay.
And they met online via Twitter, mm-hmm. where they followed each other, and they started chatting and hitting it off. And let's see. His parents don't know that he's furry or gay or bi, and so it would probably let all hell break loose if he attempted a con. And they couldn't really afford plane tickets anyway because neither of them are employed. So they're in high school, unemployed, probably living at home, and at least one of them is closeted to their parents. Right now they regularly text each other and they talk on the phone. But they have not yet met in person. They agree that they would like to meet in person. So, basically, how could they do this?
Well, first of all, if you're worried about the furry thing, find another mutual interest. Comic books, anime, or whatever. I also don't know where in high school they fall. If you're almost a senior, there's a good chance that they might let you do something. Maybe. First thing is going to be get a part-time job so you get a little bit of extra income and save up. That'll cut into your texting time, but if you want to be able to go places, you know, and you might want to start bridging, you know, you guys pick a con somewhere where you can both, you know, do whatever and, you know, see if you guys can't work something out or if, it has to be where one of you comes and visits the other, and you guys will have to stay closeted for the weekend, but maybe find something that's not furry. Or, like I said, find something, video games, comic books, sci-fi, anime, whatever your poison is, it's not furry, and you guys have a common interest, maybe use this as a bridge rather than, you know, anthro stuff. But again, if funds are a issue, get a part-time job and save your pennies. Because without money, you're not going to be able to see the other person one way or the other.
Yeah, and that is going to take a while, though. If you're talking high school age, part-time job, they're not really going to make very much. I mean, I hate to be pessimistic, but I mean, I would honestly lean towards the... probably is not going to work out in the immediate future and maybe put this on the back burner for now and yeah. not get completely hung up about seeing each other because you're very young. It's a long distance relationship and it sounds like you basically have zero means at this time. Mm-hmm. So until you're a little older or you're employed and you're moving towards a position where you have more means, you know, financially, as far as transportation goes, things like that. You know, all I could suggest is like maybe Skype video chat so you can see each other.
Yep.
And maybe even you might even look outside of a convention. Conventions are convenient. They're good excuses to travel somewhere and, you know, you can cut costs by sharing room with roommates and everything like that. But if, like, timing and location doesn't work, you could either try to meet somewhere in the middle or save up for one of you to travel to the other. And you could do it because a lot of cons are around holiday weekends and stuff like that. So sometimes plane fare is a little more expensive around cons. Yeah. But if you guys travel off season in the middle of the week or something like that, you can kind of cut down a little bit like that.
I mean, I could fly out to San Francisco on an odd off day for $300 round trip, you know. Mm. I'm sure you could find something similar. I mean, yeah, it costs money, but...
Yeah, and like I said, you know, until you guys are employed, maybe a little bit older and a little bit more established, I would kind of probably...
Lean towards good friends?
I'd kind of lean towards good friends for now, but just not get totally destroyed about not seeing each other, because... In all reality, sorry to be the pessimistic one, I don't think it's going to happen for a while. And you may just have to accept that. You know, when you're younger, you're trying to seek college, things like that, kind of have to make some sacrifices early on, you know, as far as the luxuries of the show, social life and things like that go. So,
all right.
So since I read that one, who's...
There's one email left, and then we got four more... calls.
Okay.
Okay, so my turn.
Pardon me.
Episode 200. Dear Notcast, just want to say congrats on your 200th episode and ask a simple question. Can I borrow your time machine, please? I promise not to affect the timeline in any way. Just a small thing and I'll be back right back with it. Promise. Moonshine Fox.
Well, he succeeded in a way, since this email is from October 19th.
Yes.
Yep.
And that was sent with the idea that we were going to misnumber the episodes and do 200 at OkaCon. But we ended up actually obeying the rules of causality after all. And now we're doing 200.
All right,
so let's go through the remaining calls here.
I was actually going to stop and save.
All right.
We do some music and Adam and Eve, then the last four calls.
All right.
Just to see me smile.
And we have returned. That was Ken Ashcorp Supernatural Remix. Very catchy. Very, very catchy stuff. So, Shiva, Adam and Eve, what have you found?
Well, for once, well, actually, quite frequently, it's not a dog, believe it or not.
Gasp.
We have found something for your ass, however, so it's all good.
For this, your hungry ass.
This week we had the Fashionista's Black Glass Small Bunny Tail, because it is, you know, sufficiently furry and relevant to our interest. It's a black glass butt plug. It's got a little fluffy bunny tail attached to the end to it. It's made of feathers. So it's just this little poofy poof that'll stick out past your butt cheeks when you've got the plug in. It's not a very large butt plug, so, and it's glass, so it's easy to clean. You don't have to worry what kind of lube you use, because it doesn't matter if it's latex safe or whatnot. Because
it's glass!
Because it's glass!
So don't use something, I don't know, acidic.
So it's only 3.5 inches by 1. Let's see, it's got this black glass, it's got this kind of gray swirl on it, so it's actually kind of pretty all on its own. Now, the price itself is $59.95, but, and there's always a but, and it's a very happy but in this case.
Yay, buts.
Yay, buts. We have a coupon code. You might have heard of it. It's useful. Remember it. It's K-N-O-T. If you put that in a checkout at adamandeve.com, you'll get half off and free shipping, which in this case takes it down from almost $60 to $29.98. You also get the shipping for free, so you get a pretty good chunk off. Before I put in the code, it was $8 shipping, plus $60 for the toy itself. I don't know how much in tax. I didn't go that far. So it was $68, and it knocks you down to about $30, which isn't bad. I mean, it really makes a toy a little bit more useful, or at least easy to get. So for $30, no shipping, you can get your Fashionista's Black Glass Small Bunny Tail. I thought it was cute. It's got one review. It's for 5 stars, but, you know, it's furry.
You missed a picture?
Let me get back to it.
Okay.
Because it's really small.
So it's a butt plug with the bunny tail?
Yeah, it's a little poof.
That is poof, cute. Poof, poof.
Because butts. All right, so we have 4 more emails left. Or MP3s. They're not emails, they're MP3s, but they came in emails. So they're... I'm not totally fucking up. Herfaderpaderkalidur.
Hey, guys. It's been a long time since I have talked to you guys, but real life has been getting in the way, so I'm a bit behind. Congratulations on getting to episode 200, though. I'm still listening in. Just got to catch up some more. As far as how you guys have helped me in the past, well, obviously you've answered a bunch of my emails, given out some decent advice that I've given out a try. And I've said this before to a bunch of other people. The other thing that was kind of unexpected was the number of other furs that that heard me on your show and decided to pitch on in and, you know, try to help out and offers. This fandom gets a lot of crap for some of its members and that type of thing, but there's a lot of really good people in it. I think you guys happen to be some of them. So thanks again. Congratulations on episode 200. Hopefully you guys will still be going strong when you hit the big 3 mark. So signing out. It is Tiptoe
the Rat.
The Rat. Can always count on Tiptoe to send us in an email. He has sent us quite a few.
Yay, Tiptoe.
Yep. So what do you guys think? We're going to episode 300?
Well, we'll do something a day at a time.
We'll get there eventually.
One episode at a time.
The uphill. Death March continues.
The Death Watch?
March. March. All right. Well, this next one comes from...
AdamandEve.com.
No. Ray Mooncat.
Hey, guys. It's a trucker fox from the Upper Midwest, Ray Mooncat, checking in.
Yeah.
Hey, and back on your Oplicon episode, it was mentioned you guys had reached over 400 hours worth of programming. Doing the quick math on that, that means I've put over 20,000 miles behind me listening to you guys. It's been a great ride the whole way. I love how you're, you know, both fun, educational, and, of course, completely naughty. So congratulations on hitting the big 200, and here's to looking for a lot more. Adios.
Wow, 20,000 miles of listening to us.
God. That's a lot of miles.
Yep.
Wow.
Still. Hey, you know, the advent of podcasting and community fan-driven radio has probably been one of the biggest damn awesome things for truckers, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, it's probably so much content.
Yeah, it's like, what am I going to listen to? Well, I've got 700 hours worth of stuff on my phone. You know, you can listen to something different every day.
Yep.
Thanks to the internet. That is really cool. We're going to go on to our next one
for
Osiris Faction.
What's up, Notcast? This is Osiris Faction. Just calling in to say hi to Fuzzwolf, Shiva, Sabrin, any other co-hosts you have on. Just want to thank you guys for all the laughs and good times. Sometimes it's the only thing that gets me through a third shift. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep casting those knots.
Woo. We're keeping him alive.
So, I just did a quick Google on how wide the U.S. is, a continental U.S. Mm-hmm. And depending on where you measure, it's between 2,500 miles and 2,700 miles. So, that's about 10 trips driving back and forth across the U.S. worth of notcast.
Nice.
That's going straight, of course.
Wow. We're like 10 United States is
across.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like bigger than a football field.
How many jaws is that?
It's bigger than a bread basket.
How many? What is it?
How many jaws?
I don't know. Too many.
It's a lot of jaws. Did you know that if you stacked up jaws from here to the moon, all those sharks would die? And last, but of course not least, we have an MP3 from Luke Silvertail.
Hello, Notcast. This is Luke Silvertail. Congratulations on making it to episode 200. You personally have helped me in many, many ways, and I hope that you guys keep on helping others for many years to come. If you guys don't go insane before that. I will keep listening, and I will be writing in every once in a while. I hope you guys are having a good day as well. Again, congratulations. Have a good day.
Yay!
Yay, we're helping. I'm really glad.
It's really cool. It's nice to know.
It really is good to know. And the feedback really does help. Because, I mean, a lot of times it does feel in a way. I mean, yeah, we get emails every week. But it's like you're kind of putting it out there into the void of the internet. You're taking the little podcast ship, which is shaped a bit like a vagina with a little boatman, and you push it off. And it floats off into the internet
ocean.
I'm
following your analogy.
And then occasionally somebody comes by and flicks the bean. Why are there beans here? I don't know. We're talking about a man in a boat. I don't know where this analogy is going.
Nowhere good. But, as usual. Analogy.
Sabrin, I am so wet right now. Splash. Splashing. Splashing in my vagina. It's like a whirlpool.
With the trolls.
Full of razor blades.
And gears.
Wait a minute. What happened to me? Oh no, I'm becoming a jackass again.
But yeah, episode 200. Not many shows make this.
No.
Not as consistently, not as, you know, effectively, I guess, that have people from the original episode still around.
Got it. I'm trying to remember what episode I started on. I know I was here for 100, so I think it was around 70. Yeah, I can't believe I've been doing this. I started as a guest, and now I just kind of...
Now you're the dead mother.
Hey, we... That's right, yeah, as one of our one-star reviews declared. Wait, that was one of the negative ones, right? Or was that one of the positive ones?
That was just an email we got once.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the den mother.
Hey, if it worked.
The mad den mother of us crazy kids. But yeah, I mean, you know, we do this to help people, and we're glad to hear back. And we do it to have fun, because if it wasn't fun, we'd be like, screw you guys.
Yeah, no,
wait, I am home.
Screw you guys, I'm gonna go...
Get out, it's my house.
To the kitchen.
No, it's my kitchen.
Think of all the hundreds of hours that I have not spent masturbating in order to do this show.
You know, I gotta say that I haven't today, and I'm like behind on my schedule big time. So if you guys could step on out of here, I got some business to do.
So how many buckets of cum are 200 episodes of Notcast worth?
Oh, God.
I hope it's zero.
You thought they just painted this room white.
Someone has to do something with it.
Smelled a little musty in here, Savard.
That's a hell of a look.
Ponies are looking kind of crusty.
Oh, no, no. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Why does your Vedic plush have spiky fur?
I came that way.
Yes, you did. Oh, God, it's everywhere.
In my eye.
It's on the walls.
Up my nose.
No.
Oceans of cum.
But yeah, episode 201.
Shiva, you want to do intro this episode?
So we actually have a plan. Oh, God help us. We have a plan for next week, and it's not just fumbling in the dark for something and pulling it out of our asses. So next.
Usually when I'm fumbling in the dark, I'm putting something in an ass.
Yeah. And if you're pulling something out, well.
Well, the butt plug was in the way.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you fucked
you just fucked the plug in deeper.
Installing.
I'm going to wrap these anal beads around my dick and then fuck them into you. Adam and Eve does not recommend using anal beads in this fashion.
So next Friday is Black Friday. It begins the start of the Christmas season, and oh my God, fuck that noise. So we thought that we would have some folks on and we'll talk about some toys. But because we're an adult podcast, this will be adult toys. We have a couple of our friends who have worked in adult novelty stores, a.k.a. sex shops.
Dong shop.
Dong, da-dong, dong.
So they sell this one, it's like three dicks, but they curl together like some sort of unholy statuette.
So next week, I have bribed
Shut up your ass.
I've bribed my mate, Sarah, to come on, and our friend, Avery. They have both worked at a novelty shop before, because you can't sell sex toys in Texas. They're all novelty cake toppers, I think they have to.
Yeah, or anatomical models.
Or hand massagers, even though it looks like a penis.
Well, why shouldn't you look at something pleasant while you're massaging your hands?
So they're going to come on and talk about toys, toy care, and lube. And actually, lube has... This is what actually inspired me to ask them to come on. There's many different grades of lube, different types, different manufacturers, and different qualities. And some of these are not actually all that good for you. So, after hearing them basically rant and rave about lube and what it, you know, what it does and doesn't do to you, I asked them if they would come on and basically give this rant to our listeners, because it's actually a really good listen. So they'll be joining us next week. So episode 201 is going to be named in Avery's honor, and it's going to be How to Lube Your Dragon.
How to Lube Your Dragon.
Yes.
Indeed.
So.
So I wanted to throw out a couple of things here towards the end of the episode. We're going to be doing a special Black Friday sale this year. Like last year, we did the Cyber Monday. So this year, what we're doing is we're going to have a four-day sale from Black Friday through to Cyber Monday. And it's going to be 15% off fucking everything on FurPlanet.com for 4 days. There'll be coupon code. I have not worked out what that's going to be yet.
Watch your Twitter.
So basically watch the FurPlanet Twitter, which is just at FurPlanet. And I'll also be sending it out on the mailing list and FurPlanet's Live Journal and FurAffinity account, which are both just FurPlanet. So if you've got to do some shopping for the holidays and you want to buy some Murray Purry books or anything that we've got, really, we're also going to be restocking some stuff like Black Sad and Granville and things like that, too. Hmm. Oh, and we will be taking pre-orders for the third volume of Granville, which is coming out in December. So that looks very good. More badgers than you can shake a stick at.
You can shake a lot of badgers at sticks, but yes, then they bite you.
Also, Shiva, did you want to give a shout out for your hard drive?
Oh, yes. Yeah, one of the hosts of one of the pony brony fandoms heard my plight where my PS3 took a nosedive. And he actually sent me a hard drive. We're trying now to see if it works, and if not, we'll, of course, send it right back. But I had had a really crappy day, and Rahada and this other guy has really come through and helped.
His name's MDefMech, by the way.
MDefMech?
Sorry, yeah. Shiva's not, hasn't been listening to the Grand Canterlot Cavalcade, is not as familiar with the brony community as Saverin and I. So.
Yeah, so I'm really tickled and absolutely floored that this has just been come out of nowhere.
So he's best pony for the week.
Yes. He's best pony for a long time for me.
You'll pay it back by getting all up on that pony cock.
Is that his OC character's name? Or is that he go by something else on Grand?
I think his character name is different, right, Saverin?
So it was MDefMech?
Yeah. But he has a different character name for the pony character.
I couldn't tell you.
I recall
that's
this.
What he goes by on GCC, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So long as that's what he's known by.
Well, I'll look it up for you. I suppose I won't crush him like a hay cart this week.
Well, I just didn't want to do a shout out to someone and I'm not using what they'd be more widely known as. So
well, that's
like,
what he's known by, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Mr. John Q. Pony.
Yes.
John Q. Pony Fag.
So, thank you.
Yay!
So, on the note.
Good night.
And big balls.
Yay! 200
big balls. 200 big balls.